Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster.
Hello, I'm Gabby Ackerman. I am the Business Development Director of Women in Payments, and I am delighted today to be chatting to Monique Kodjo. She's the Managing Director of Global Payments Solutions in Europe. She's also the Head of Business Development and the Chief Control Officer at HSBC, and she's based in London. Welcome, Monique. Perhaps we'd start off with a couple of words of introduction.
Sure. Thank you, Gabby. It's a pleasure to be here and really an honor to be talking to women in payments today. So as you referenced, I manage our business management, revenue management, and chief control office teams for our European payments business here at HSBC. Based in the UK now. However, I've worked out of New York at HSBC for quite a number of years as well.
For those in our audience who may be new to My Career in Six, we will start with some rapid fire questions. Just looking for one-word answers, followed by some more detailed questions. Are you ready, Monique? Let's go.
I'm ready, Gabby. Let's do it.
Great. Who or what inspires you?
My daughter.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
Hard work, for sure.
What drives you?
What drives me is the impact of the outcomes that I'm pursuing. I like to put myself in fast-paced roles as a result of that.
Your favorite quote or motto you live by?
My favorite quote is, "When they go low, you go high," by Michelle Obama.
Amazing. When applying for a new opportunity, what percentage of required attributes you feel you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
I would say maybe 60, 65%.
Coolest payments company today?
Wow, there's so many. For me, the ones that I really like are the ones that have or are continuing to build some ESG component to their payment platforms.
Yeah, ESG is so important today. Thank you, Monique. Now that we know a bit more about you, let's move on to the more in-depth questions about your journey. What has been your biggest challenge as you climbed the ladder in the payments industry?
I'd say the biggest challenge for me was sort of balancing my career ambitions whilst being the primary caretaker for my father. Taking care of him also meant that I couldn't be as globally mobile in pursuing my career, which often, you know, can help you to sort of climb the ladder more quickly. Eventually, I was able to find a global role, however, that gave me that broader experience while still being based close to my parents. And so that allowed me the ability to get that international experience while also embracing my family commitments.
What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career?
I would say that would be given the opportunity to step up from deputy to chief control officer back in December 2020. I really poured myself into that new role and that new opportunity and really tried to demonstrate as well my impact that I was making to the business. And it was also around that time that I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, Mackenzie. The business was aware. But they nominated me and they supported me through the managing director promotion process. And I even remember, like, even during like my third trimester, I was still doing interviews. And even when Mackenzie was here as well, there were still aspects of it that I needed to sort of complete, but had complete support from my management, from the leadership team. And it was something that I was really, really proud of being able to achieve whilst being at such a critical family moment for myself as well.
If there's one thing you could have done differently, what would that have been?
I'm not sure I would have done anything differently. I don't have any regrets, and I believe all of everything I've done has helped to shape me into what I've become.
How important have your networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payments landscape?
Extremely important. I've worked for HSBC now for 20 years, and my networks and my relationships have played a critical role and helping me to navigate such a large organization. And they've also helped me to sort of shape my leadership style and move up through the organization as well. So, and that's across geographies and business areas, a really strong network and cast of a personal board of directors is key.
As a senior female leader, how have you helped shape the culture of your current business?
So I'm accountable for the people agenda in my business, and it's always been a pleasure for me because I'm so passionate and active around the diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda within the bank, and also a member of various employee resource groups. So my focus is to ensure that the circa 600 people within my business and across our 18 markets in Europe are clear on our strategic goals, that they're also able to pivot their efforts towards them so that they feel engaged. We have a clear roadmap of talent and development programs as well. And that also helps people to feel invested in. That also helps to drive retention. And then always we're ensuring that diversity, equity, and inclusion are at the forefront of everyone's mind so that we can drive better outcomes for our teams and ensure that our business is a top employee choice in terms of where they want to work.
What advice would you give aspiring women professionals in this industry?
So I would say just not to let anyone tell you that you can't have it all. You can, perhaps maybe not all at the same time or with the same intensity or even without the support or needing to outsource certain responsibilities, right? But whatever all is for you, an amazing career, starting a business, love, your family, you just need to set your priorities, establish boundaries, have a great support system, and just be flexible on the timeline and the sequence. And also just be understanding and accept within yourself that sometimes you'll have to sacrifice certain things. But lastly, I think it's also about sort of manifesting and being positive that you deserve all the blessings. And in time, all can happen for you.
On that very inspiring note, thank you very much, Monique, for sharing your career journey with us. Thank you all for listening. And I encourage you to join us online for the many more episodes of My Career in 6, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments.
My Career in 6 is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.